Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. On Saturday, June 21st, the oldest running sandcastle contest in the Northwest is celebrating its 50th anniversary in Cannon Beach, and you can be part of it. You can bring your family to look at all of the incredible edifices which will be erected there that day. You can participate. You can be part of a team. You can do it on your own. There are medals and ribbons and parades and concerts and bonfires, all kinds of exciting things, which we're going to hear about today from my guests. And in the studio, I have Robin Risley. Robin is a sandcastle judge, and she is on the board of the Cannon Beach Chamber. Hi, Robin.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here today. And I also have Jim Pano. Jim is an administrative assistant with the Chamber of Commerce in Cannon Beach. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Well, before we talk about all things sand and sandcastles and sand sculptures, let's hear a little bit about you, Robin. Please tell the listening audience about Robin Risley.
I moved to Cannon Beach in 1980 and fell in love with the idea of sandcastles and the magic piece of it. And I've been involved as a judge over all those years.
Where did you move from before?
Portland.
You moved from Portland to Cannon Beach. Okay. And so if it's 50 years old, then it started in the 60s?
In 1964.
64.
Yes.
Okay. So it was happening when you got there, and then you got involved with the chamber when you were there.
Yes, yes. And the sandcastle originated right after the tsunami in 1964. After that, the mothers of the community wanted to welcome people back to an area that had kind of a tough time.
Well,
we
I love
bridges
the story.
Out and all,
I so. Know, you know, I went on to the website. I went on to the Cannon Beach Chamber website, and then I was looking around the internet, and I saw the story of how the sandcastle contest started, and it was because when there was a tsunami in Alaska, the Cannon Beach was flooded,
yes.
And businesses were closed, and it was really disastrous. And then the next year, Cannon Beach community residents, mothers got together and said, "We need to cheer us our spirits. We need to you know, cheer ourselves up and raise our spirits. So we're going to have a sandcastle contest." And from that, then started this annual event, which is fabulous. Jim Pano, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Seaside. I've lived on the coast pretty much my whole life. Went to college for a few years, came back, worked several different jobs, and then worked at the Chamber of Commerce 15 years ago and just recently came back to that position because it's one that I really enjoyed so much. And it's fun to be back putting on events and helping make this the best one yet, hopefully.
Yes, and this is the largest event in Cannon Beach. I mean, this is the one that draws people from everywhere. This is the most well-attended event that Cannon Beach has, which is, I didn't realize that. That's quite amazing.
Yes, we opened the beach for parking that day, and so day trippers can come down and enjoy the contest, and it's just the one time Cannon Beach really opens up for
everything's
everyone.
Open for everyone, exactly.
Yep.
And Jim, now the Cannon Beach Chamber, are you currently looking for an executive director? Is that what's happening right now?
The board's put a committee together, and they're reviewing all the
different
job
applicants right now.
And,
all right. So is it still open for people to apply? I'm just curious because maybe some of the listening audience might be interested to know that the Cannon Beach Chamber is looking for.
They're actually reviewing the job description and what they're looking for, and then they'll be opening that up. So it should be opening very soon.
All right. So there will be an opening at the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce or an executive director. And meanwhile, thank heaven you're at the helm here. You're holding the fort down. Yes, you're holding the fort down, Jim. Okay. And I'm a big fan of your aunt, Kitty Pano. She's very involved with the arts and doing a lot of very good things in the community. All right, so we know that the Sandcastle Contest started in 1964, and probably it's evolved. Robin, why don't you tell us over the years, what have you seen? I mean, well, maybe we should talk about how it's laid out, because there are different plots, and there are, I mean, it's quite intricate.
Over the years, it's been wonderful the way that the community comes together. Sam Stidell, Don Bohm are the ones that show up first, and they get a big, huge wheel with pegs on it, which mark off the plots, and we have had up to 160 plots on 1 year. So there have been many. I think we've had it also as small as around 50. So it just kind of depends on where we place the sandcastle date-wise. But anyway, it's magical because the fellows all know what to do, and gals too come out early in the morning and mark off the plots, and then at a certain hour, everybody starts. The masters come first because they have the most to accomplish. But
all right, now, I didn't know this. We talked a little bit about this before going on the air, and that is there are master sandcastle, sand sculpture builders.
Yes.
Many of whom are architects. And so they actually go from sandcastlers, because it's not all castles. I mean, I've seen lions and dolphins and faces and, you know, lots of different interesting structures, and I'm sure you have over the years. So there are different levels. I mean, this is a professional contest. And mm-hmm. even though you can have a team of people, you have the stakes. Everybody gets different sizes of plots, right? And you register for these in advance.
Yeah.
You plan what your structure is going to be in advance. And the masters, who are doing the most intricate ones, they get the bigger plots?
They do. Their plots are 30 by 30.
Okay.
And I do know that some come down early and practice, even. They'll find a spot on the beach and, you know, kind of practice and take their time so they have an idea of what they're doing even before they get on the beach that day.
Okay. So so you have the master builders. Then you have – so that's maybe one echelon, right? We have the masters. Yeah,
they're the top of the –
the top of the heap.
They really make fantastic creations.
Okay. And then what's after the masters?
After the masters – in the masters group, you can have up to 10 participants. The next group would be a large group, which would be 5 to 8 participants.
Okay.
And their plot is a little bit smaller. I believe it's 25 feet square.
Okay. And then it goes –
then the next group would be the small group, which would be 1 to 4 contestants in a group.
Okay.
So that way we differentiate by how big your team is. Then the next step down from that would be the teens. So 12 to 18, that would be all the contestants of that age group. The next one down from that would be the sand juniors, which is 7 to 11. And these can all have up to 8 members on the team.
So so let's say the sand juniors are kids in the ages of 7 to 8 years old.
7 to 11, yeah.
7 to 11. And they get a specific plot, and mm-hmm. they usually probably don't plan it in advance, right? They just come and just have fun and start
yeah.
putting stuff together.
That's typically the case. Usually the kids are there, the parents are sitting around the outside, and, you know, the kids are just playing and having fun. And they're kind of the fun ones to give the awards to, because they're just out there enjoying building on the
beach
and
creating it in the moment,
the
where
yeah.
the masters and some of the other teams they're already drawing right now. I mean, they've already got everything planned right now what they're going to build.
I'm pretty sure most of the masters teams already know exactly what they're going to do at this point.
Okay,
they have names on T-shirts. Usually, mm-hmm. they have a slogan, and they've been planning for the year. Usually, they have special brushes and squirt bottles and
tools
and
of the trade.
They come all prepared.
Okay,
yeah, they will have their forms pretty much pre-made. So they stack them, fill them with sand, stack them up the top. That's how they get the height. Is to build these forms, fill them with sand, pack them down, and go high, and then they take the forms off as they carve back down.
So the masters and the teams who are building the really more intricate structures are bringing in wooden form structures to help them get the height of the sand.
Yes.
And they're packing it with water. And you said before that participants are not allowed to use starch or any other material. Mm-hmm. It's only natural sand.
Buckets of water are very important at the beginning to pound the sand down and make it very stable. Because as the contest goes on, the wind can blow, the rain can come in, and we've had the whole audience go, oh, when something falls a little bit off.
Even the sun on a nice, beautiful day will just dry it out mm-hmm. and make it more fragile.
So the teams bring forms mm-hmm. and brushes and little things to tap the sand and do whatever they're doing, right?
Yeah, anything. A lot of them are kitchen utensils and just anything that can help them get the desired design that they want.
Okay. Then once the castle or the structure, whatever it is built, they remove the form, so it is just the sand,
the pure natural sand.
And the only thing they've used is water.
Water.
To make
water
it
and
all
sand.
Yes. Okay. And I asked Robin earlier, I said, Robin, what's the sand like in Cannon Beach? And Jim said, well, our sand is famous. People love the sand in Cannon Beach. It's great sand to build.
The masters tell us it's some of the best sand to build in.
Because all sand is not equal.
Yeah, you know, you get gravelly sand, and that makes it hard to stick together. And ours, apparently, according to the masters, is really, really good.
And so if you're interested, not only can you go and bring your family and just and enjoy the day, and we'll talk a little bit more about the events that are happening on Friday and Saturday, and I think even there's a run on Sunday. Mm-hmm. If you want to register, though, and you think you'd like to build a sandcastle, either by yourself or with a team, then you need to go to the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce. That's cannonbeach.org. Or you can call the Cannon Beach Chamber because you have until June 21st, right?
Yeah, the contest is the 21st. We'll take registration up to that Friday.
Okay, so up until Friday the 20th, you can register for this.
And even if you have some young kids, we even have the Sand Fleas Division, which is 6 and under. If you want to register your kids to be a part of it that day, we can probably accomplish that this year.
So if you're working on a big structure, you can have your sand flea, your 6-year-old and under, also working on a creation of his or her own, which I think is great too. So mm-hmm. it's really for all ages.
Yep.
And that's what I imagine you've seen, Robin, throughout all your years being involved with this, is it's a really, talk about a family-friendly event. It's really for all ages.
It is. And the kids get special gifts after they complete their sandcastle. They get taffy mm-hmm. From Bruce's.
Well, that's appropriate.
And also, one thing that's very special this year is the medals that are going to be handed out for the winners of the event, because they're going to honor our 50th year.
So it's almost like the Olympics of sand.
It is.
Structure building or something like
yes.
that.
Yes, we have people who have been doing sandcastles for 25 years. I know Tim Tolan and his group have been doing it since 1987. I have pictures of them.
I looked in your book before we came on the air, and so impressive, some of these. I mean, it's not just castles. Obviously, there are lions. There are all kinds of structures, cars.
Yes.
You know, so, and that's part of the fun of it, because people don't need to submit their designs in advance.
Nope.
They know what they're doing, and they show up on that day, and it's the surprise factor, which is great, because you mm-hmm. never know what you're going to see, even as your judges, right?
The only requirement we put on what they build is to remember it's a family event, so nothing inappropriate.
All right, that's good.
To my knowledge, I don't ever remember anybody crossing that rule, so.
Oh, that's excellent. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today I'm talking with Robin Risley. She is a sandcastle judge for Cannon Beach's 50th Annual Sandcastle Contest, which is happening on Saturday, June 21st in Cannon Beach. Everyone is welcome. It is open, free to the public, and we'll talk about other events that are happening that weekend. She's also on the Cannon Beach Chamber Board, and in the studio I have Jim Pano. He is the administrative assistant for the Chamber of Commerce in Cannon Beach. And before we talk about the events that are happening that day, and to kind of really give people the outline of what's happening, there's a special thing happening. I mean, this is the 50th anniversary, and there's something that you are ready to announce to the public.
Yes, we're going to be receiving the Heritage Award from Oregon State Parks, a division of Oregon State Parks, the Heritage Commission, and they have chosen Cannon Beach Sandcastle as one of the outstanding events in the state. And on June 11th, in the evening, what time is it, Jim?
I want to say 5:30.
Okay.
Didn't bring that.
That will be honored by the presentation. It also is the time that our town photo will take place, and I think we already have around 300 people signed up for that. So it should be a very festive time.
Well, this is a historical moment then.
Yes.
I mean, for people to come to be part of this 50th anniversary, and that will be commemorated in photographs. I'm sure there are videos and photographs. If this is it's a heritage event, it's one of Oregon's famous events here.
To even qualify for the heritage event, you have to have an event that's been 50 years. So to win it on our 50th year when we first qualify is, I think, says a lot about what Sandcastle is all about.
Yes, so you can be part of history when you come out and either build a sandcastle or just walk around and appreciate the creativity of all the participants. Congratulations on that. And on this photo, you're saying it's a photo that everyone in town is invited to come, but they need to sign up in advance and say, yes, I'll be there for a Cannon Beach photo.
Yes.
And how do they do that? Through the chamber?
You can contact the Chamber of Commerce, and we'll get you signed up.
Okay.
George Vedder, who's on our board, is a photographer, and he's done the town photo in the past. And really, we're just trying to get everybody there from the town so that they can be a part of it.
Oh, good. All right. Well, you have a brochure, and it talks about events, and they actually start on Friday the 20th. I mean, the big sandcastle building day and the judging happens on Saturday the 21st. But let's talk about what happens on Friday the 20th.
Well, on Friday, we like to welcome everybody to town and our contestants. A lot of them come to the Sandcastle Buckets and Shovel Dinner, and we have that from 5 to 7:30, and it's $10 for the dinner. There's spaghetti, chowder, salad. You get to pick what you want, and it's just a great place for all of us to get together. Jerome Curcio will be there. He's kind of an ambassador for the Trailblazers, and he'll be there to judge our event and be a part of everything throughout the weekend.
Where's that dinner happening Friday night?
It happens at the Chamber Hall in downtown Cannon Beach,
perfect.
Or Community
okay.
Hall.
All right, so there's a dinner on Friday night for participants and even people who are just listening say, hey, we want to come to the dinner. We want to meet some of these cool, creative sand artists.
Everybody's welcome.
All right. And then what happens on Saturday the 21st?
Well, actually, on Friday.
Oh, we're still on Friday the 20th.
Friday, that night after the Buckets and Shovel Dinner, we're organizing a parade. This will be the first time we've ever done a sandcastle parade. We've built a sandcastle float, so that'll kind of lead the parade. And we have different, the fire department, police department, different community members getting involved in that. It's just a small little parade that's going to go through town to celebrate sandcastle.
Is the sandcastle float made of sand?
It looks like it's made of sand, but
it's
not.
Because you want it to be durable, because you are actually going to have that in the Twilight Parade in Portland.
This weekend, yes.
This weekend.
Saturday
night.
All right, so is this the first year you've done that?
That's the first year we've done that, too.
Okay, so now the Cannon Beach Sandcastle Contest is, you're being ambassadors to other parades, because now you have an actual float.
Yes, we do, and it'll be lit up. We'll be walking in the parade as well, as long as many of our committee members, and it's new to us, so we're kind of don't know what to expect yet, but we're hoping it'll be fun and get the word out.
And this was a community designed float that you just had people come in and work with the chamber and
well, it was really our committee that did it. Sam Steidel, John Nelson,
and Coaster Beach Construction was
Coaster
very
Construction was involved
wonderful.
In that
yes.
and Total Event Architect. So we had a good group of builders that built this. It's 14 feet tall.
It's exciting to see. Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
It's a pretty impressive.
Okay, so that will be featured. That will be in the parade in downtown Cannon Beach Friday night after the dinner. Okay?
Yep.
And then what happens?
Well, that's Friday. Then Saturday morning, the Legion has a pancake feed, which they do every year.
And the American Legion is downtown?
It's in the Midtown area,
Okay.
It's in Cannon Beach.
All right.
It's not too far from the beach and the contest either. So you can have breakfast there and then go out. Then, of course, the contest will kick off at 11.
And the reason it kicks off at 11, you told me every year, it's different every year because of the tides.
Yeah.
So this year it will start, they will start building at 11.
Yeah. The contest is always dependent upon the tide.
Okay.
We try to start a couple hours after high tide so that the water's going out. That gives us the most time to build. So it's going to start at 11, and judging will be around 4 for most of the teams. The Masters will get an extra hour to 5, and then we'll have some awards to give away.
Okay. And rain or shine, the contest happens.
Yep.
And people just continue on building these fascinating structures.
Mm-hmm.
And if, as you said earlier, Robin, a little piece crumbles or something starts to, it's not going to kind of make it to the 4 o'clock judging, then you said that you recalibrate and you judge based on how well they were able to put it back together.
We do have a time limit, so they have to adhere to that. But that's part of our judging is attitude and also regrouping and what it looks like at the time of judging. So it can be a real miracle for some people to put it all back together or make it even better.
And then at 4 o'clock after the judging happens, then that night there's a bonfire.
Yep, there's a bonfire at the Tolavana Wayside. There'll be s'mores, music.
Concert? There's a concert that night, too.
Yeah, the concert will be in the community hall. That's a bunch of our local artists gathering together, putting together what they call a hootenanny. And that's $5 to get in to see that. And, you know, all of these go to help make the event as wonderful as it is.
Okay, so, all right, wow. That, I mean, what a day for a family. I mean, mm-hmm. really. I mean, you can start with the pancake breakfast. You wander around the beach, have fun. Your little sand flea's building a castle. You don't have to pre-register for that. And then the judging at 4, the concert, the hootenanny, the bonfire, that all sounds really fun. And I think people are looking for these wholesome, family-friendly things to do in nature.
Yep.
Well, and one other special feature is everyone who can or thinks about it brings their dog. So you have a show of dogs as well.
Oh, I love that. I love seeing dogs, all the different varieties mm-hmm. of dogs. So good. So dogs are, that's right, dogs are welcome on the
you
beach,
bet.
Obviously. Judicious, clean up after your dog on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
This is a, because really, you're going to be wandering. I mean, it sounds like it's going to go down the beach quite a ways because depending on the contestants.
Yeah.
And we don't know how many you're going to have yet because not everyone's registered. And registration is still open.
Yeah, all the way till that Friday.
Okay.
You can register online.
So if you have an idea, if you're sitting at home, if you're listening to this and you're sketching something out and you decide that you want to be a, you know, an artist, a sand artist for the day, then you can be part of Cannon Beach's Sandcastle Contest. Over the years, Robin, I'm sure you have seen structures which just you didn't expect. What are some of your favorites over the years that you've seen?
Well, I think some of the ones that I really like capture so much of what might be happening at the time. And so current events are a big part of maybe someone's mm-hmm. Thought
themes.
Process in putting together what they'd like to show the world. But
I never thought about
it's
that.
It's always interesting and with humor often.
Well, anything that's going to make you smile or laugh or be silly. And I mean, and working with sand, I mean, it almost reminds me of, you know, the Tibetan monks who do the mandalas and then the sand's all brushed away. So here people spend this day and they've designed this. And you say that even over a year, someone could be designing this intricate structure, this sand castle that they're going to build. And then that evening, it's all taken back. The ocean comes and it disappears.
Yep.
The temporary nature of life.
Yes.
The high tide's going to get it eventually.
Yes, indeed.
But that is one thing we're hoping that people will respect the plots and allow everyone to see them as long as they can be there.
Yes, so as when the contest is over, when the judging has happened, then people can still wander and look around until the ocean comes and takes the sand back out.
Yeah,
with it.
We're really trying to keep the castles around. For the photo contest we're putting on.
Oh, you're doing a photo contest too?
Yeah,
all right.
And mm-hmm. submit photos, and we just really want everybody to enjoy it as much as possible.
If you want more information about the Sandcastle Contest, either because you want to be part of a team or you're an individual and you want to build something, you can call the Cannon Beach Chamber. Their number is 503-436-2623. You can go to their website, cannonbeach.org. And the sand that is in Cannon Beach has been referred to as singing sand because it makes a little noise when
you walk. A little whispery singing sound when you walk on the sand.
And not all sand is alike. So no. You need. Okay, we only have a minute or two left here. Anything else you'd like the listening audience to know?
The run.
Yep, the only thing we didn't cover was the 5K fun run on Sunday. And that you can register for that morning at 8. It starts at 9, and it's a fun run. We'll have some awards.
How long
awards.
Is it?
It's a 5K.
5K fun run. Okay,
down,
and awards.
Off the beach at 2nd. Just run down the beach.
Running down the beach, which is really good for our leg muscles and our feet and everything. And that's open to all ages?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Perfect. Well, thank you both so much. Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Jim, for all of your hard work in creating this. And happy 50th anniversary, Cannon Beach Sandcastle
Thanks.
Contest. And congratulations on becoming a heritage event for, ambassadors for the state of Oregon. Mm-hmm. So really appreciate you all being here and doing that. All right, Terry Wilson, yes?
I just had a comment. I can't wait to see the float in Macy's. Thanksgiving in
New York. You think so? Sending the Cannon Beach Sandcastle Contest to Macy's. Now that would be a great idea for Oregon.
That would be impressive.
That would be very impressive. All right. Thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire. And I want to express my appreciation to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those things which are working well. Focus on feeling good, on all the different things that are working in your life, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now. In this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.
You've been listening to Talk of Our Towns with your host, Donna Quinn.